You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wonderful Friday. You know, I always look forward to Fridays. It's time to clear everything out, right?
That's right. Yeah, rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. It's Friday morning. Raring to go. Looking ahead to the weekend.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's good. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. We have a new producer behind
me. We do. I hope he gets used to everything in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a little shaky, I think, at times this
could
morning.
Could be.
I'm so sorry, guys. I was 6 seconds late to starting the show today.
Don't. You seem like you're on the verge of crying. Don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds familiar.
I recognize that cry from anywhere. It's Sam.
It's Sam Davison returning to
what the hell?
You're on to
WMDX.
Me. Ah, yes, it's me. I'm back.
You're back.
Amazing.
Wow.
Well, this is the surprise this morning.
I know. Your free trial on Dom ended, so they called me and asked me to come back.
He was on loan, I guess. McDonald's wanted him back, so.
Yeah, well, he wasn't feeling well the last couple of days. We could kind of tell he was not doing well.
Yesterday was bad, and I hope we don't come down with some kind of major disease here, like, you know, the new COVID.
Yeah.
The new COVID.
Oh, yeah. No. New virus. He seemed to have all the symptoms, so,
he was getting feverish. He was looking very pale. Yeah, he didn't look good when he left yesterday. Yeah.
I know. He had all these boils and stuff.
Do you have any boils?
It's like the Black Plague.
Well, Sam, it's good. I walked in, we didn't know what to expect, and we thought Dom would be here, actually.
Yeah, but you didn't expect anything out of the ordinary.
Right. So here you are. What have you been up to lately? What's new? What's happening?
Well, I've been working as a substitute teacher and still working on becoming a history teacher overall.
Yeah.
Substitute teaching, not what I expected, gotta say.
Really?
Boy, those kids, they can really test you sometimes.
What age group do you substitute teach? I mean, what class?
Usually middle and high school. Last week I was supposed to be like the teacher's aide in an elementary school, and then I showed up and they said, okay, change of plans. You're actually going to teach first graders today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I said. And it went okay.
Really?
Out of my element, though, got to say.
Okay.
Well, there must be a certain way of setting the day up for these kids. I mean, that seems like a tougher job than just jumping into a high school class.
Oh, yeah, because like they follow routines to a T.
They do, yes.
So if you do anything out of the ordinary, they start yelling at you.
Oh. Oh, well, at least you know.
Yeah, it's not fun to be yelled at by a class at first.
No. Well, at least you have guidance there, you know, kindergartners.
Amazing.
First graders, amazing stuff.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a real adventure, you know.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back for a day or, you know.
Well, if Dom's so got COVID, I might be here longer than a day.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, you have, you go into these classrooms. Mm-hmm. Now, most of these teachers have everything planned out, correct?
Yeah, lesson plan.
Per day?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what's coming up the next day. So these kids can't pull the wool over your eyes and say, you know, he said we're going to watch some kind of, you know, film today.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Well, like, it's worse with the older kids, honestly. Like, they've got a plan. They know what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah. I know what they're supposed to be doing. But they'll still try and pull that sort of stuff.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's great. Well, turning them in right here on the show.
All right.
Oh, boy. Well,
it's good to have you back.
Yeah. This is wild.
We've got Rocker coming up a little bit later on.
We do.
Because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. We have the Maxing preview. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll check in with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. And Savannah Tomei Olson will check in our 7 o'clock hour with some of the news headlines.
Wow. Yeah. I don't have any time to do the show then.
A jam-packed show.
Jam-packed already.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, next week, Thursday and Friday evening, we'll be filling in for Pete Schwabe.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're going to have him on the show Monday as a special guest. Yeah, I know.
When did that happen? Somebody tell me, please.
Well, after you left for the day, which, you know, usually happens at 8:01, you know, right after the show, you're a ghost. You're out of here.
That isn't exactly true.
We have meetings. No. And anyway, yeah, no, Pete's going to make a brief appearance on Monday, and we've got something special planned with Pete coming up soon. And we'll reveal more.
What do you mean we've got something? Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Yes, that's right.
Don't tip the hand too
much. It was my idea.
Yeah? Okay. Well, we can talk about it a little bit on Monday.
I came up with the idea.
Okay.
I'm just putting my hand up.
This is your idea.
I'm at fault on this thing. But
it'll be great.
Yeah.
We're going to... We'll talk about
it. Well, that's good. That's good.
He may reveal some of it tonight on his show, so you can tune in this evening. Yeah,
wow,
I know.
Geez.
It's a special an event that we're putting together.
God. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the phones right away.
Okay.
We have Matt out in Middleton. What do you got for us, Matt?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Welcome back, Sam. Maybe Sam can teach basic economics to MAGA, because apparently they're really, really ignorant on this topic. But I had to bring up this White House presser.
It's
basically America right now in a nutshell. We're collapsing. They had a guy just collapse.
Right.
And they're all fumbling around. Trump ends up sleeping. He's sleeping at the desk while Dr. Oz is pitching some nonsense
about weight loss.
Up there, the Mr. Potato Head is just insane.
You know, that's great. You know, RFK Jr., Mr. Potato Head, perfect description of what his face looks like now.
Yeah. Well, one of those guys,
when
one of those guys keeled over, RFK ran out of the room right away.
That's right.
Dr. Oz tried to assist the guy so he didn't fall over completely.
I mean, it was stunning to see. I didn't even know where RFK Jr. decided to go at that moment, right?
He wanted out.
He just took, I bolted.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be around anybody sick.
Right, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to handle an emergency. The guy who heads up HHS, Health and Human Services, my God, he didn't know what to do. He left. You know what? I'm watching the coverage last night, and there isn't any mention of him leaving the scene. I thought that was the big story.
Yeah.
I mean, Oz did a great job.
The brainworm got to him.
The brainworm.
Oh, yeah. It was calling him away. But Oz, you know, he was talking. He was giving us a little spiel about weight loss. And then all of a sudden, this guy started fainting. And Oz rushed right over, caught the guy, sat him down. It was just really a good scene. Trump, you know, looked on in amazement, like,
didn't know what to do.
Well, you know, should I care?
Yeah.
That was a total disaster. Hmm. Just amazing. And, you know, the chyron on the bottom was like, we're finally going to make America healthy again. You know, something like that. And the guy falls over and faints.
Perfect.
Yes, it is perfect. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. 608-879-8255 is
there
our
it is.
Number.
That was our big story after 7 o'clock.
Well.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, we had so much stuff today. It's like one of those blow everything out Fridays, the dumpster fire Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I just listed a whole bunch of stuff. I doubt we'll ever get to any of that stuff, but we'll see, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Catherine says,
what?
Hi, Sam.
Yeah. Yes, that's what
Hi, Catherine.
L-O-L-O-L.
I don't get any of that stuff.
Catherine,
I mean, it means to
Catherine, I'm
things.
Using your mug again. I'm the boss again.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There you got her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Weather-wise today, we're starting out with clear skies, 48 yep. degrees. We'll look for increasing clouds and 57 for a high, and then it's really going to turn cold. Guess what? Winter is knocking at our door for tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. There's some snow in the forecast.
Yeah, what the hell is that? I'm not used to it. I don't know what to do. You know, I've got my space car.
Everybody panics.
I don't know what to do in my space car if there's snow.
Yeah, the space.
What is the space car?
You're not familiar, are you? Yes. You've been gone for a few months.
Yeah. Or you bought an EV or something.
I did.
Didn't you? Is that what you're referring to?
That's the space car, yes.
Looks like it's a little UFO that's parked in the parking lot out there.
The thing is, Gordy and I aren't used to, having these modern high-tech vehicles. And when we got into it, it was like, wow, this is like Jetson stuff.
It's like Trump said, it's all computer.
It is.
There's a couple of problems with it. You can't open the doors. Newfangled doorknobs or door handles that are difficult to operate for most people.
Yeah, you can thank Elon for making it a popular item on these cars now. You know, where they're trying to streamline it so there wasn't any friction. So they made it almost impossible to see at night. By the way, I'm pressing all over on the door trying to find the handle.
Oh, and you're in a parking lot with no light.
You can't really see the handle. There's no contrast there.
That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Elon, by the way, got a raise from Tesla. He's making $1 trillion now. A trillion.
Isn't it?
He's a hard worker. He deserves it, doesn't he?
Sure. Yeah.
He's always there, when you need him. It's so weird, too, because he is like, I thought he'd be like poison. Why do you want Elon Musk, who is polarizing?
Yeah.
Why do you want him to be the figurehead of your company? Why would you pay him $1 trillion. I'm having a hard time saying anything.
Yeah.
My throat's sore now. $1 trillion.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. He doesn't deserve that.
Doesn't need it.
I thought that's what he made just on interest alone for the money he already has. God.
Now he's got even more.
Yeah, that's dumb. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyway, he's like paying for everybody's election, or was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's, I don't know what he's doing now, technically.
Yeah. What happened to the whole Doge thing?
Faded. Well, he wants to kind of fade away from that one. Yeah. That was a huge mistake. We're finding out how big a mistake it was. Of course, Gordon and I were here. We were talking about how big a mistake it was to have Doge go through every one of the departments, cut it in half, or get rid of it completely. And now we're seeing the effects of that.
Yeah. They've got all the information on everybody.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Then he stole all the information from the computers. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why did I have to have a little chain with a number on it that changed every 30 seconds? And my computer locks up after about 7 minutes when I was working with the Census Bureau. Yeah. Why did we go through all of that when all we had to do was just give all the information to Elon? Let him take care of it.
Good question.
Yeah.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Friday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, and in the air chair in the producer booth, it's Sam Davison.
Sam is back.
Filling in for
Chained
Dominic.
Chained to the desk once again.
Yeah. That's it. When we come back, we'll check in with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report, the fabulous farm babe, coming up next on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Sam is back as producer while Dom is out sick today.
Mm-hmm. We have clear skies to start things out. We'll see increasing clouds at a high near 57, right now 48 degrees downtown on State Street.
All right.
Let's get to Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Hello, guys. Yeah, the forecast is probably going to sound slightly different by Monday, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Talking about some snow maybe tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening, and or a mix of rain and snow. So, and much colder temperatures.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So,
right. Yeah. Talk about colder temperatures. One thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys this morning is the chilling effect that a data center proposal is having up in the DeForest area, specifically the town of Vienna. Kind of interesting. There was a manure study that was released, a feasibility study that was released by the Dane County Land Management folks. That's been in the works for a little while. They want to try to find a community-based, a site for a community-based manure digester. Basically, this would be allow for smaller dairy operators to bring their manure to one location, have it processed into gas that's an energy product and fertilizer products. And they're talking about 20,000 cows that would be able to be processed in this one facility as far as manure handling. And that, too, was designed to be located in town of Vienna. So apparently town of Vienna is quite the spot, geographically speaking. That data center that they're talking about there, the only reason I want to bring it up is obviously knowing is critical if you're in the area, if you're on the perimeter of what they're considering for the land use of this data center. But Michael Greif, who's a fellow with the Midwest Environmental Advocates, was telling me, even people that are well beyond the scope of that project need to be aware that that's going to be a big power suck. We have seen these hyper centers that are coming into Wisconsin put a whole new spin on the amount of energy that's going to be used. It's just incredible. And he said to get that energy, those data centers have to be connected to the grid, and that's where the rub is. Port Washington right now is in the middle of this discussion. Port Washington, the community, said yes to a data center. What they didn't realize is those power lines, those high power lines, are going across a lot of private land. And if you say no, then the utility company has the ability to say eminent domain and basically condemn your property so that they can put those power lines in place to serve that data center. That's one of those items where I know a lot of farmers up in that DeForest, Vienna area, that is high value farmland. And to think that you don't see the train coming if this data center actually does locate there, and all of a sudden these high power lines, and this is a concern for livestock operators that worry about stray voltage, et cetera. Now, all of a sudden, the utility has the ability to say, eminent domain, we must have this land, we must have this access, and you don't have a leg to stand on. So I just really want to encourage anybody in that community, just stay engaged in the conversation. Nothing is advanced yet. I know that they set up a special committee of transparency to try to keep the conversations rolling. But for my farmers and landowners in that area, listen to your neighbors. What are you hearing? Stay engaged in the conversation and recognize that you may be vulnerable even if you're not near the site that they're considering to locate that data center.
Well, I always wish they had buried these lines instead of having these huge, high voltage lines over everybody's property. You know, I just, I know it costs a little bit more, but certainly doesn't go down in the middle of winter either. So,
right. I think some of it is, you know, we're talking about the high power lines, John. We're talking about the big ones, not the ones that are still on wooden poles. And there's a connectivity issue that has to be taken into account. They want to be able to get every bolt through the line. And then thinking about putting that underground, like I said, there's a lot of farmers in Wisconsin that still have a bad taste in their mouth from stray voltage and the grounding systems that we've used or relied on. You know, every utility has their own set of operations. So there's just more to the conversation. I don't want to get anybody up in arms or anything like that, but I think it's always wise if something like this, this big, this new, is coming to your community, stay engaged in the conversation and recognize that it's not just your neighbor's problem. It could turn into your issue as well.
Well, I know that a lot of these data centers are planning their own energy supply, you know, creating their own little energy plant right next to their buildings. So we'll see
how they hope.
Yeah, they hope.
Yeah.
Little nuke plants all over the place. A little, you know, it's in that cabin. It looks like an outhouse, but it's really a nuke plant. Don't go out there. Anyway.
Let's turn to the World Cheese Championship.
Yeah, the entries.
Tell us about this. It's coming back to Madison in March, right?
Yep. Yeah. And you guys down on State Street are surrounded by some of the best cheese shops. I think about Fromage Nation and guys. They recognize how important this World Championship cheese event is. And Wisconsin has hosted it now for 57 years straight. It's like the only place outside of Europe where this event is held. We hold it on the even years, and March 2nd through the 5th, 2026 is when it's coming back. And already they have opened the entry opportunities. They figure that by the time that they get everybody to, they will have 150 different classes. And that involves everything, you know, you and I think about the simple products, the cheese, the butter, maybe the cream, that type of thing. But they're also into dry powders now and a lot of different offshoots of that. Mm-hmm. But last year when they held it, 3,302 entries that had to be evaluated in the course of literally about 48 hours. So that means they'll bring in a panel of 50 international judges that are going to put their palate to the test and try to get through all of these entries. And some of these entries, I mean, I was talking to John Umhafer from the Wisconsin Cheesemakers, the host, and, you know, do you want to try the yak cheese or maybe the camel yogurt? Because it comes, they really? Send it. Wow. It is literally from around the world. Camel now, yogurt. Is it phytosanitary? How has it been produced? That doesn't come on the label. But like I said, just something to look forward to. I'm sure we'll talk about it again. March 2nd through the 5th at Monona Terrace, the 2026 World Championship Cheese Contest. You can see more at, worldchampioncheese.org is their website originally
Excellent. Very good. Looking forward to that.
Sounds great, Pam.
All right, boys.
Well, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
You too.
Pam Yockey, Midwest Food and Farm Report is coming up next, and then we're back with Idiocracy for a Friday on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we have so many things to get to. Really. Yeah.
Never-ending supply.
It's a fire hose of supply.
Yeah. It is 636, 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy, along with producer Sam, rejoining us here this morning as Dom is out for a day or so.
We'll some see. Deadly disease.
No, he's a little
what
sick.
What if he actually doesn't come back now, John? You're going to feel pretty bad about saying awful. That.
Well, I can see I was right.
That's what's important. Okay. All right. Weather today, high near 57, increasing clouds through the day. Right now it's clear and chilly, 48 degrees downtown.
You know how I've complained about these mic stands, you know?
You complain? What?
Yeah, I mentioned it a few times. I like them a lot better than the stack of books we used to use. Right.
I don't know.
You know, these don't allow us to stand up, which is something that we kind of wanted to do in this new studio that they were putting together.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I'm getting used to just sitting here and getting cramps in my thighs.
You kind of hunched over there.
And hunching over. I'm not even happy about that. Okay, so anyway, I have a little work area in the basement where I have my elliptical machine.
In your
and
house.
And I have a thing set up, and I have a stand that I put my laptop on while I cruise the internet looking at stories while I'm exercising, and I got my little mouse next to me, and I save some of the stories, and I type some stuff out while I'm exercising on the elliptical machine,
right? Little mouse.
And all of a sudden...
have a pet mouse next to you?
Actually, we do have a mouse problem, but anyway...
His elliptical is actually a giant mouse wheel that he runs on.
I'm a little hamster down there in the basement, you know.
Yeah.
So I suddenly I'm kind of arranging things down there, dusting up, and all of a sudden I notice that the stand that I have my laptop on is one of these.
It is.
I actually bought one, mounted it to the wall, and I didn't even know it. It's like, just like these.
It's just like our mic stands
yes,
in here?
It's just like the mic stands I complain about here. I bought one, and I have it.
And you like it.
In front of my elliptical machine, of all places. My God. What is wrong?
I don't know.
All right, anyway.
Well, these are good structurally.
You can't beat them.
These are heavy-duty mic stands.
Yeah.
But they just don't go up high enough. Is that the
That's right.
That's the issue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other one, by the way, the one that I have has a huge, a very long post.
Ah.
Very, very long.
Maybe that's all we need to do is adapt these to a longer post.
That's what I'm saying. I've been saying that for the last, I don't know how long we've had these things. All right, let's get to Idiocracy.
Okay.
Former Deputy Solicitor General Neil Katyal, he argued a few points there on tariffs in front of the Supreme Court the other day. He pointed out that Trump has levied a 39% tariff on Switzerland.
On Switzerland?
Yes, even though the U.S. has a trade surplus with Switzerland.
Okay.
So no president has ever asserted the power to do anything like this, according to Neil Katyal.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, do tell.
What You're do you not know? Surprised, right? I think it's time for the Supreme Court to take away this tariff toy that Trump has been playing with for a while here. What do you think?
Well, you would expect, though, this would be a fairly quick decision from them, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they all seem against it now.
Well, everybody seems like they're against it. No one ever talked about, you know, what Justice Thomas thought about it. I mean, he's the guy who is never on board with anything anybody wants to do.
Yeah.
He's the contrarian on the Supreme Court at this point, but we don't know how this is going to work out. They might, you know, try to give him what he's done so far, but he can't do any more. I have a whole story on this. By the way,
do you?
There are alternatives that Trump can actually put in place that's very similar to putting in a tariff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it has something to do with protection, like protecting the industry of steel or wood. Mm-hmm. We've seen that happen. They have the ability to do that, but not negotiate broad tariffs over everything in the country. So that's the problem. And we'll get to that story a little bit later, I hope.
Okay.
Boy, do we need new blood in the political arena, huh? But, you know, Trump is one of those guys who's wallowing in the 21st century. The president has time. Listen to this. This is he's talking about voter ID. And buying food at the grocery store, right?
Okay.
Let's play cut 27 here. Nobody's ever had the courage to tell him that this year, that this is a new century, we have new ways of speaking, we have words that have taken the place of older words. Let's listen to cut 27.
Okay. But can you imagine when they vote almost unanimously against voter ID? All we want is voter ID. You go to a grocery store, you have to give ID. You go to a gas station, you give ID. But for voting, they want no voter ID. That's only for one reason, because they cheat. We would pass that in 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for that. What a great promise. Let's go with that one.
I don't remember having to show my ID at the gas station.
No, no.
Is that something that happens?
Well, way back when you had to show an ID to prove that your credit card was good. I don't even know what they used the ID for at the time, right?
Right.
You had to cash your check at the store office, right?
Okay.
And that's when you had to show an ID.
Sure. Yeah, that's a few decades ago.
It was in a different century. Jeez. This guy, you know, debit cards, you know, credit cards have kind of taken the place of that, you know. Food cards have taken the place of that for,
for food stamps. Yeah,
food stamps. And you know, the cash lane, the fast express lanes take cash. In the machines. No one's standing there asking for an ID.
Right.
I don't know. You know, God, somebody make him go grocery shopping sometimes. Somebody on the staff. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now let's get to the South. Africa and South America comparison here. Oh. The president of peace waves his iron fist at both South Africa and South America like he knows what he's doing. He doesn't even know what's going on in Portland, much less what's going on in South Africa or South America. This is going to be cut 28. Okay. Let's listen to what our fearless leader, our peace president, has to say about this here.
Generations, Miami has been a haven for those fleeing communist tyranny in South Africa. I mean, if you take a look at what's going on in parts of South Africa, look at South Africa,
ooh,
what's going on.
Look at that.
Look at South America, what's going on.
Did you see that?
Oh, you know, God. I'm not going to. We have a G20 meeting in South Africa. Oh. South Africa shouldn't even be in the G's anymore. Because what's happened there is bad. I'm not going. I told him I'm not going. I'm not going to represent our country there.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be there. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of South America. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of the world. We could.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. He's going off the rails.
He is. He really is. You know, he should just, you know, tune over to PBS and watch one of the travel shows if he wants to see what's going on over there. God. So Trump is taking only white South African immigrants, by the way. Racist nod to the white nationalists here in this country. And he's setting up war in Venezuela to take their oil and mineral products from Nicolas Maduro.
Okay.
Well, by the way, you know, he's a dictator and president. He's done everything that Trump wants to do. You know, took over the courts, lost an election, but stayed in power.
Right.
Just, you know, I'm thinking, wow.
It's
okay.
A blueprint for him.
Yeah, it's a blueprint. Now he wants to get rid of him because, you know, we can't handle two dictators in the hemisphere. All right, let's move on to something very unusual here. Mike Johnson lies constantly. This guy is like super Christian nationalist, okay? Mm-hmm. He comes across very, very smooth, very together because Christ has put him on the right path. So anyway, he goes up there and he always talks about things that are not true. He always brings up these lies. He lies constantly. Let's listen to cut 29. This is an extraordinary string of lies that I just have to play for you.
We're very bullish about the outcome. We have an extraordinary record to run on. You mentioned, Leader Scalise mentioned sort of what we call the split screen here. And I'll remind you all again, under President Trump and Republicans, we have had an extraordinary run the first 9 to 10 months of this. 9 months.
It's just amazing.
The 10th month has been shut down because of the Democrats. Oh, yeah, the first 9 months of this Congress and this administration, arguably the most productive of all time. We cut taxes, cut regulations, cut waste, fraud, and abuse in government.
That really worked out, huh?
Okay.
You know, the waste, fraud, and abuse line is just way overused.
Well, they keep hammering that.
Because the waste and abuse is really, you know what that is? That's just spending on the American public. Mm-hmm. So anything that we benefit by with our taxes is waste and abuse.
Right? Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's what they call it. Yeah, and they're getting rid of all of it. They're telling us what they're going to do. We just don't understand what waste is to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we should really keep that in mind.
But there's some hope. The shutdown is still happening. But
it
now
is.
They're starting to show signs of negotiating.
They didn't think the Democrats would last this long.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem with them. That's not good. Okay, now let's get to President Trump's thing about jobs, all right? This is cut 31. 100% of all the new jobs created in America. Let's listen to what he had to say about that.
And to curb inflation, we've slashed the size of government for the first time in years, and we're waging total war on waste, fraud, and abuse like we've never done before since January.
Yikes.
100,000 bureaucrats have left the federal payroll.
Yes, thank
government
you.
Spending is down 2.5% this quarter compared to 1 year ago. Think of that.
I'm thinking
and in
about
stark
it.
Contrast to last administration, 100% of all new jobs created in America under my administration have been created in the private sector.
100 of them.
What?
100%. 100% of the new jobs are created in the private sector. Because the private sector is just roaring ahead with these tariffs, aren't they?
Okay.
Wow. There's nothing these people can say. Mike Johnson lies. President Trump has been lying since, well, 2015. That's just the way it is.
And on the other side, I mean, inflation is continuing. It's at 3%.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So prices are going up, and yeah.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about how many citizens have been abducted by ICE.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, ProPublica has been counting them. So we'll get to that in a moment.
We will get to that and much more in our 7 o'clock hour. Rocker is in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. And we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olsen in about 15 minutes on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. A beautiful morning it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have clear skies, 48 degrees, highs today in the upper 50s. And it's going to turn cold for the weekend, some rain, maybe some snow by tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stay cold right through the weekend.
I think we should all get together at John's house and build a snowman.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, the first one.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, you know, we could celebrate that. We could post that on YouTube. They'd love it.
Hey, okay.
Or TikTok.
John's giving me some very, very peculiar looks.
Okay. Hey, you could win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza.
Yes.
It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. Enter now. Go to WMDXradio.com. And check out the carousel picture at the top of the page there and click on it. You can enter to register. What?
The carousel.
The carousel.
Does everybody
remember that
know
Holly
that?
Song, The Carousel?
Yeah. On a carousel.
Scene. Yeah. You could win a $50 gift card to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. We have entries come in every week, and then at the end of the week, we pick an entry that wins, send you a $50 gift card, and then you can enter again. All next week, because we toss out all the entries and start all over, so you can enter each and every week. Just go to WMDXradio.com.
It's like a pie carousel, you know? It's, different pictures float by on our website.
Yeah, and, that's what it's like, sure. Sam Davison is with us
this
morning.
Is,
you may have recognized his voice there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I almost feel like we should go give you a history thing to do, you know, your little segment that you used to do.
Oh, Today in History?
Yeah, open the book and all that stuff. Right. But I don't know if we can find
I unfortunately don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of history. I did need to look it up every day when I did it.
Just pull a page out of your history. Look, if you have to fill in tomorrow, maybe you could,
Tomorrow's Saturday, John.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right. Okay,
we'll see about Monday.
Yeah, Monday, we'll see.
Okay.
All right, well.
Sam's back because Dom is out today.
You guys don't know, but I come in anyway on the weekends.
Oh, do you? Really? Oh.
All right, let's get to, this is a big story from ProPublica. No one else is doing this, so they thought they would have to do it, and that is to count how many citizens have been abducted by ICE.
Wow, yeah.
So
what
they
is
did
that
a,
number?
They did a little report, and let's listen to Cut 32.
I don't see anything.
ProPublica uncovered more than 170 instances of Americans being held against their will by immigration agents in the first 9 months of the second Trump administration. And that number is almost certainly incomplete. We compiled and reviewed cases of citizens who've been tackled, tased, and beaten, of citizens who've had guns pointed at them, had knees on their necks, citizens who've been detained for hours, even days, with no way to get in touch with a lawyer or loved ones. The government doesn't even track how often this happens, so we counted ourselves. Of the more than 170 incidents we found of citizens being detained by immigration agents, nearly 20 included children, including two who had cancer. In September, the Supreme Court allowed immigration agents in the LA area to consider race, among other factors, during sweeps, giving them broader authority to detain anyone they suspect is undocumented. We found more than 50 cases where Americans were held because agents questioned their citizenship. They were almost all Latino. We also tallied about 130 Americans who were arrested by immigration agents after being accused of assaulting or impeding officers at protests or during immigration sweeps.
You're making this more complicated than you want to.
Leonardo Garcia Venegas was filming his brother's arrest in Alabama when immigration agents grabbed and detained him. According to footage from the scene, Garcia Venegas said he had his real ID in his pocket, but the agents dismissed it as fake. Immigration agents also swarmed combat veteran George Retes while he was in his car in California. He told us agents smashed his window, pepper sprayed him, and held him for 3 days. His family only learned about his whereabouts after they spotted his car in a TikTok video. The prospect for any significant reckoning over agents' conduct, even against citizens, are dim. The paths for suing federal agents are even more limited than they are for local police. And that's if the agents can be identified. But by counting the cases where citizens are detained and telling their stories, we're filling in the picture a bit more.
Hmm. Kind of funny because, you know, they say that they're not really arresting any citizens.
Oh, okay.
No citizens have been arrested or really? Detained for long periods of time, as they have illustrated right there. My God. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's bring back the No Kings rallies, okay?
Sure.
A survey from the Public Religion Research Institute gave people two options in a poll. One was that Trump is a potentially dangerous dictator whose power should be limited before he destroys democracy. That's one of the choices. The other was that he's a strong leader who should be given the power he needs to restore America's greatness. Mm-hmm. Americans chose the potentially dangerous dictator. No surprise right there, right? By a 56-41 comparison. My God. Fully 45% of Americans say they strongly agreed Trump was a dangerous dictator, and 43% strongly agreed that he's waging an assault on checks and balances and the rule of law. That was another question in that survey. That's kind of important to know, because I really think that had a lot to do with what happened in the recent elections.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Now, you know, you're a big fan of Mamdani, right?
Yes. Zoran Mamdani. Yeah. Yes.
You're a big...
Absolutely. I think he's doing great.
Well, Yeah, you're a big democratic socialist.
Absolutely, yes. I got the card and everything to prove it. You know, actually, I was talking to a friend in Chicago last night, and he said, you know, there really is nothing, there is no democratic socialist party.
There isn't.
It's just an idea.
Yeah.
You know, there's not. It's not like it's a recognized party. So that's why he runs as a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just an idea of how to run things.
We don't have time here, but next hour I'll play you know, a description of Mamdani by Ted Cruz.
Okay.
It's outrageous.
And of course, we're going to get a news update here, as well as weather and sports. And then we'll talk with Savannah Tomei Olson, get another perspective on some news happening around Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocker will join us with a Max Inc. preview coming up in our 7 o'clock hour on WMDX.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
The John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.